Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk is celebrating 25 years on the air. This is St. Louis Conservative, live, on site for the anniversary party at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. Thanks to our friends at Lore Wine and Spirits, Old Dominic Distillery, and Rayburn Wines for providing the drinks. And Napoli Bros Pizza and Pasta for the food. Presented by Rhino Shield and U.S. Men's Medical Center. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live.
We are live, Mark Cox. We're out here at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. Fred is here, Ethan on site. Sue Thomas is here looking great. And we're ready to celebrate their 25th anniversary, aren't we? How are you?
I'm doing well. It's fantastic. Anytime I can do radio and have to wear sunglasses, that's a good day. Right? I mean, this is fantastic.
Well,
perfect weather out here.
A couple of people were commenting that we were really lucky because the wind was so intense the last couple of days. I believe we probably would have been indoors had that been the case. But you're right. It is beautiful. It might get a little chilly when that sun starts to go down. But we're going to, for the most part this afternoon on this show, concentrate on the history of 97.1 FM Talk. We got a bunch of guests lined up, even some blasts from the past to visit with us a little bit later in the show. Mark's going to join me for the entire afternoon. And, you know, it's funny. Maybe I can say this now before we get rolling on the birthday party stuff. You know, this is just true because I don't listen to competition. I never listened to 97.1 before I started working on 97.1.
Okay.
Is that not cool to say or something like that?
I don't know. It just depends on your thing. Like, I was going to ask you that because, you know, as somebody who's been connected to 97.1 for about 20 of the 25 years, I would say, I started filling in here in 2005.
See, I didn't think I knew that. I didn't know it went that far back.
I was working at Channel 4. I came to Sue Thomas, and I said, I need to make some extra money. Where could I go fill in and do some news? And Sue's like, go talk to my friend over at 97.1.
Yes, and I talked to him about you in advance. I pretty much am responsible for your attention.
Yeah, Sue Thomas, I knew I loved that woman.
But so that goes all the way back 20 years. I didn't
to
know
05,
that.
To about 2000. Yes. Five, yeah, and I would go over and I would do some fill-in work, and then in 2010 I got a show with my name on it on the weekends. So
right,
it's been a long.
And then when did you start full time in the mornings? And God bless you for saying yes, because I was told that if you didn't say yes, they might have asked me. And I didn't want to get up that early
not
in the morning.
Pan out.
So mornings in 2018, right after we were sold by Emerson, purchased by Intercom. But, of course, before that, I was doing the midday show, a nice little noon to 3 leading into then Glover.
That's a nice time.
Yeah, it was a perfect – I love that day slot. And then Annie Fry stole it from me.
Yeah, and then you had to get up real early.
I got put on
mornings
and all that. So,
well, yeah, I never – look, I only – when I was on KMOX, I listened to Rush because I followed Rush. But I just – I'm not in the habit of listening to competition. I never wanted to influence what – you know, what I'm doing. So it's nothing against the people who were on the station at that time. I just never really paid attention because I was doing my own thing. But you mentioned Glover. He's going to swing by for a visit this afternoon.
Right.
John Beck, who was running the station. for a long, long time. Executive radio, legendary radio exec here in St. Louis, will drop by as well. But Mark Cox, we have to do a little content here outside of the birthday party, because this NBA story that broke this morning is a blockbuster. It really is. We already knew that Jontay Porter, who is a former Mizzou player, had kind of gotten sucked up into some gambling charges and pleaded guilty. It seems now he may have flipped on some of these other people.
You think that's what it was?
I think it might be. Yeah.
They seem to, it seems to be pretty widespread, and not everyone seems to be connected to each other, right? Just to some centralized crime family, from what I've been able to pick up on here.
Well, that's the other thing about it, is the mob is involved. So there's two aspects
the mob.
Of it. The NBA players, some pretty well known, that were charged with the prop bets. I can't remember if you're a wagerer. I am. So I do prop bets. I do parlays and fantasy sports and all that stuff. And it's pretty easy to manipulate that in the NBA, I would say. So Jontay got in trouble a little bit for that. But this is two parts, because you have some of that involved with the prop bets, but then the other part of this is the poker ring and the gambling. Chauncey Billups, who is a legendary Hall of Famer, is the coach of the Portland Trailblazers. He got arrested this morning. I want to play this cut here. This is, John, this is cut number 19, the U.S. attorney talking about the high-tech poker cheating things that they did. It's crazy. Cut number 19. And do we have Alex on the phone? Because we're going to go across the state here.
We are getting Alex right now. We'll have him in just a moment.
Okay. Well, if I can't play the bite, here's what I can tell you, is that it was amazingly high tech. I wish when I was playing Texas Hold'em, we were talking about this yesterday, Sue, just a little bit, I had this technology where I could look at the back of cards
right?
with some glasses that I had on.
Oh, my gosh.
And see, you know, you're talking about $1 million losses for some. I think I saw $1.5 million on one. Now, you would think also that with these NBA players in particular, aren't they making enough money where they don't have to have side gigs in wagers that pay them tens of thousands of dollars?
You know, that's the impression. And last time when this story broke, it had a lot to do with the Porter was not a prime player, right?
No.
He wasn't going to impact games.
No.
The younger Porter.
Right. He was even beyond a bench player. Right,
right.
I think he was in the league because of his brother.
Right, and I'm sure there are league minimums, but he wasn't making a ton of money. The folks we're talking about now were making plenty of money. You got to wonder. I mean, gambling's an addiction. It can't be an addiction, right? So that's the first thing that popped into my mind.
With Jontay, that's what was happening. And I think I was telling Ethan this earlier. You know, you go back 30 years, and I gambled pretty regularly. And I'd go to Vegas with a wad, and I got to a point in my life where I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. But I can see how people, and what happens is you always think you can get ahead of it, right? Ah, damn, I lost this bet. But if I place this next bet, that one's a sure thing.
That's going to do
it. And this is going to reap my rewards, and then I can pay off my debts. And unfortunately, that's part of this. But this was huge this morning because Cash Patel was there. You had U.S. attorneys. You had an entire team from the FBI that was there at the press conference. Do we have Alex Gold, or do we have my audio at this point? Okay. Is the audio ready, John? John, can you tell me if the audio is ready? I want to play this cut.
We're having some issues with the audio right now. We'll get that set up in just a moment for you.
Okay. Awesome start here this afternoon. Alex Gold. How come I knew this was going to happen? Alex Gold is here with Kansas City's 96.5 The Fan. And I know you have something to say about this because you also are a fan. We've talked wagering before, but dude, this is huge, isn't it?
Oh, it's a massive scandal. There's no doubt, Mark. Good to be out with you guys. Look, this is something that I think if you're a commissioner of any sports league, this is your greatest fear. You know, what opens up the questions about the integrity of your sport. And this is still stemming, as you guys were talking about before I hopped on, really from a year or two ago with the whole Jontay Porter investigation that then kind of led them down this path. To finding out allegedly that, you know, Terry Rozier was doing something very similar. And, of course, there's the poker part of this as well. It's connected because of the fact that Chauncey Billups is an NBA head coach and of course, the organized crime element. But this is something that any commissioner, even the NFL who's not involved in this today, they hate this day. This is their worst nightmare.
Because don't you agree that with, you know, if you look at all of the sports, hockey, baseball, football, golf, whatever, the NBA, I would think basketball is probably the easiest to manipulate on the prop bets with rebounds, assists, you know, you can pull yourself out for an injury. You can't really do that as easily in some of the other sports. So it kind of makes sense that this is NBA related, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're 100% right, Mark. I mean, the basketball prop betting market is way more susceptible to something like this, because I can, you know, I'm going to score 30 points tonight. I can't guarantee I'm going to go over 29.5 points. I can make sure I don't score 30, though.
Right.
And
right.
That's
exactly
really what was going on here, you know? And so that's why I think you are going to see a real push at the state level with legislative sessions coming up. Certainly from some of these leagues as well and players associations, where the big push for either banning player props or at least limiting the unders that you can bet on. I think that'll be the trickle-down effect of really what was announced today by the FBI.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Alex, if you can comment on this or not, but my thought is, you know, Mark and I were just talking about it. He's been more likely than me to do prop bets and maybe take advantage of some of the online gaming that's about to hit Missouri,
right.
What, December 1st? Is
yeah,
that right?
December, yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
I have to wonder how worried they are about it, that industry, because that's their bread and butter, is that people have confidence in the system if they're going to lay down $100 or $1,000 on an over-under or something like that, when you know there was a possibility
yeah.
of this going on in the league. That's
absolutely.
Gotta, it's got to
scare
them.
But, Alex, if we're being honest here, and I hope that I'm wrong, but let's face it, this is happening in other sports as well.
Well, I'm sure.
People have not been caught, is what I'm guessing.
Right. No, I think it's fair to say. I think we'd be naive to think that it hasn't been happening. I will say this, though, you know, and today on our show, you know, I got a lot of texts and people saying, see, this is why sports betting shouldn't be legalized. I will always push back on that. And, like, it's no secret, I'm obviously an advocate for sports betting. I don't hide behind that. But I will say the reason why Rozier was caught is because he or his, you know, those that were involved with him were betting in a regulated sports betting environment, right? I mean, we know long before legalized sports wagering, there's been gambling scandals in baseball going back to the Black Sox. There was the Donahue stuff with the NBA, obviously, in the 90s. Like, this has happened way before legalized betting.
Absolutely.
So there are triggers that allow these companies to detect irregular betting activity. It is not normal for all of a sudden a 30-minute period for, let's say, 30 bets with significant amount of money to be placed on an under for a player like Terry Rozier. And that's why, you know, it looks like they have evidence that this was going on.
Alex, I think you would agree. Like, we're both fans of wagering, and I'm a freedom guy overall, but I'm not opposed to limitations and to try to fix some of this, especially, like, if
sure.
you look at the college prop bets and everything like that. Let me play this one cut. I think we have the cut 19 where they talked about the poker and the technology, because this is pretty interesting.
They used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. Defendants used other cheating technologies, such as poker chip tray analyzers, which is a poker chip tray that secretly reads cards using a hidden camera, special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table.
Wow.
Okay, two things. One, I want that stuff to play poker with, okay?
No, I can't wait.
But Alex Gold, the second part of that, and I think, I don't know if it was Cash Patel or someone else, I mean, this is literally a movie when you think about all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's going to make a movie about this. There is unbelievable material in here.
Oh, it is. It's straight out of a movie. It's juicy. I mean, it's juicy. There's no doubt. I can't wait for the documentary or movie here in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the details there were fascinating, you know. And then, as you guys, I'm sure, watched and or at least heard the press conference there from the FBI director. I mean, Operation Royal Flush
all these.
I mean, it was all out of a movie.
Oh, all right. Listen, thanks for hanging with us for a little bit. We're celebrating our 25th birthday here in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey,
it seems,
congrats.
By the way, before I let you go, the Chiefs have gotten it back on track, and Jaden's not going to play for the Commanders. So hopefully, I know it's the NFL and anything can happen, but they're rolling right now with that offense. Rashee Rice is back. They're looking good, Alex.
No doubt. Yeah, I think people are fearful of them again. Yeah, the offense is the key. It's been really since 2022, since this offense was revved up the way it is. Their defense is still a top 10 defense as well. And so, despite, it's weird, they're 4-3. They're not currently occupying a playoff spot. Yeah, they are the Super Bowl favorites, thinking of betting. So
and Mahomes is the MVP favorite now. I know, it's crazy. Alex Gold, always great to hook up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. We are live, Mark Cox, at Lit Cigar Lounge. These are your friends, your peeps out here,
these are
right?
My peeps. Brian Snyder over here from Lit, his wife Dana, his son Andrew run this joint, and it's fantastic. If you haven't been down here in the district in Chesterfield, come down and check it out. The birthday party, by the way, if you're just tuning in, if you haven't been listening the last month to all the promos we run, it's 5 to 7:30 is when it kicks off tonight. So we're lucky to get here a little early, and we should mention maybe Rhino Shield and U.S. Men's Medical Center and Lower Wine and Spirits, they've all chipped in to help support us being live out here.
Yeah, Old Dominic Distillery, Rayburn Wines, Napoli. There's going to be some food out here as well. We have John Lamping, who's a friend of yours and mine. He's a regular contributor to 97.1 FM Talk. He and his wife just showed up, and we're looking forward to having John on the air. We'll have Renee Artman a little later. You know her very well, too, Mark. Yeah, she's the chair of the St. Louis County Republican Central Committee. We are... And I know the fans want to know this. Okay, this was the number one submitted question about the birthday party. Okay. Will Suze News be live?
Yeah, like Cigar anyone Lounge? Cared.
The answer, you say that. I'm telling you, the answer is yes, it will be. We're going to do Suze News. I mean, look at the line of Suze Thomas fans out here. The security is trying to hold them back. We're going to give the people what they want this afternoon. We got traffic. We're coming back with Brian from Lit Cigar Lounge. We're live. It's our birthday party here. Happy birthday to us, number 25.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live at Lit Cigar Lounge, it's our 25th birthday party. The party officially starts in just a little bit. We have the VIPs that will show up, and I know that I saw the packages, Mark. I think you were putting those together, right?
Yeah, nice. It's got they've got a little swag in there, 97.1 sticker celebrating the birthday party. They've got a nice cigar from my friends at Lit, who we're going to talk to Brian here in a second, that's got the logo on the band on the cigar, which is nice, and a nice cutter in there with the same logo on it. So a little bit of swag for the people that showed up for the VIP that bought the VIP tickets. And, you know, although those sold out pretty quickly, it's open to the public, and we just ask people to register, and the party starts at 5.
Keep an eye on Sue, because I've seen her do 2 shots of whiskey, and she's taken a couple hits off a cigar, too.
So. Oh, my God.
Now she won't stop hitting this bell? What is going on with Sue Thomas over there?
Thank you, Red.
By 5 o'clock, she's going to be a blast, let me tell you. Well, Mark, why don't you introduce Brian here? These are your peeps.
My friend Brian Snyder, proprietor of Lit Cigar Lounge here. How are you, my friend?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
This is a little different time of the day for you, right?
It is. I told him anytime I can be awake at this hour of the day and have sunglasses on, sitting outside. Having some bourbon here at some point, I hope, which would be nice. It's a great day. Hey, congratulations on all this, because when you and I first met years ago, it's been a while. We've known each other for a long time. You had your lounge in the back part of the district here, and you were kind of waiting to secure this spot up here. And what good timing with the factory up the street, and the way this place is filled out has been fantastic.
I'd like you to remind the guy that comes on at 4:04 what great timing it was. Okay? He loves talking about it. Thank you. We're excited to be here. We knew this project was coming down here, and we were a very early tenant, and we're super, super excited.
By the way,
here.
The reference, that would be Mike Steinberg, who is one of the developers, and he's doing downtown Chesterfield. He's a big name, and I had Mike on a couple of weeks ago. I think he is going to drop by and be with us in just a little bit. But I will say, as not having been here before, it's beautiful. The interior, what you guys did here, is awesome. And then I asked you if there's another location, and you kind of have a retail location in St. Charles, you said, right?
We do. We have a spot on Main Street. So we've been there for 2 years, a little over 2 years. So that's a totally different animal, but we love it. It's a great spot.
How's the industry? Because clearly there seems to have been a resurgence in interest, I think, in cigars, personally, just watching it.
I joke with everybody that the cigar business didn't change, especially in this market, for about 30 years until we opened our doors. But the industry is strong. The advent of women smoking cigars has been a major change in the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, thanks for mentioning the interior design. My wife gets all the credit for that.
Way to go, Dana.
She wanted to make it very comfortable for smokers, non-smokers, couples. It's not uncommon to have more women here than men on the weekend. So,
really?
Yes.
So then, Mark, I think you were bragging on this, because for those people who might not be a fan of the smoke, you have an incredible ventilation system in there, too.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you. It was 25% of our whole project cost.
The cost.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It was very important. We wanted it to be a place where people could come and not have to burn their clothes when they leave.
Yeah. That's not a bad strategy. I'd say I would go with that as a business model for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. And to your point, Brian, like, I've been in here at night when you've had music on, I think, Friday nights and all of that. And really, not just the diversity of the crowd, but the fact that there were so many women in here. It took me. I was a little surprised, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but
it's been a great thing, and it's good from both sides. You know, ladies drag their husbands here, and vice versa.
And that kind of matches up. I think you would agree. I used to do this event. I kind of retired from it last year, Whiskey and Winter. It's a great event every fall. Sells out immediately. I would do some video work for the event because I was friends with Synergy, who put it on. But what I noticed over the years of doing that was more women showing up at the event and really getting into the whiskey aspect, and it was pretty cool to see that. And that's another industry, obviously, kind of paired here with the cigars, that's just exploded.
It has, and to watch what some of these distillers have done with finishing, I think, has opened up their market tremendously. You know, they bring all the, it's not just whiskey, what I mean? It's there's all of these different finishes, wine finishes and spirit finishes, and all these different aspects that have broadened the market a ton.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, and you kind of have to be good at all of that, right? Because I Andrew, your son, who generally manages, he's the general manager down here, right? And every time I'm down here, I'm impressed with your bourbon selection, because I'm a bourbon guy. But everything else you got in there. I was bragging earlier to somebody over here about the barrel-aged old fashions, which are outstanding.
The old fashions are a staple, that's for sure. That recipe happened by accident one night, and
it's a unique recipe.
It's a unique. We make it in-house. So.
It's so funny. I think Mark, you and I are relatively the same age, which is old. But I remember in the mid-70s, I grew up in Chicago, and my family parties at my grandma and grandpa's house. And this would have probably been not even my aunts and uncles, but my mom's and their aunts and uncles. That was a huge shrink back then. And then for 30 years, you don't hear about an old fashioned, and now it's like the hottest thing out there, right?
It's everywhere. Now tequila old fashions are super hot. We did an event off site today, and we featured a mezcal old fashioned as part of the event. So we used mezcal tequila
as
the base, not whiskey.
Okay. Wow.
So it looked like White Dog in that in the pack. It was kind of crazy.
Do you guys get a significant spike here when there are shows down there at the factory?
We do. We're a big pre- and post-concert spot. So it's easy to come in, grab a quick smoke. I think Mark's holding a relatively small cigar right there. And it's a smoke. You can come in and you can smoke for 20 or 30 minutes and grab a drink and then head down to the factory.
What is that beast that's sitting in between you and Sue Thomas? Can you explain that?
That's a bottle of Clase Azul tequila, very expensive and rare tequila, and it's got the famous bell on top. So when I heard Sue was missing her bell, We had to bring the bell.
Look at that. Brian is on top of
it. The problem is Brian's going to have to sit out here each time because I can't get it to work with my ring. It's not big enough.
We tried Fred's keys. That kind of works.
Yeah, remember, so he said very expensive, don't I?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Mark has a tab.
That is a cool bottle. Yeah, that's the other thing. For people coming, if you don't have VIP, just put on Cox's tab, right?
Absolutely. We'll take care of that for you.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Thank you for being a part of the birthday. It's a big day for us, and we got pretty lucky here with the weather, I think, and it's going to be an awesome time, and people are starting to show up right now, so thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, Brian Schneider, Lit Cigar Lounge. Thank you.
Former Senator Lamping is on deck. We're going to talk some birthday stuff and some politics. We'll blend that. Coming up on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cox is out here with me at Lit Cigar Lounge Live. Annie's going to drop by a little later. Even some names from the past. Sue Thomas is here. Fred Bottenheimer, as someone has already called him. Ethan Hannaford. And that Kenny Wallace made that stick. There's no doubt about that.
Well, he did. And I love the fact that Kenny recorded something wishing us all a happy birthday as well. We've been running those promos. And that's that guy's just fantastic.
He's the best.
He is.
I like him because he's like the exact opposite of me when it comes to mood.
He's always in a good 100%
mood. I'm always crabby. Former State Senator John Lamping, a huge contributor to my show, to Mark's show, to 97.1 FM Talk, and a very close personal friend of mine as well. John and I go way back, and we have had concert dates together. His wife's here, so I got to be careful about talking about our dates. How are you, John Lamping?
Mark, I could not be better.
Well, it's good to see you. We can talk a little politics, but let me just ask you about this radio station. You know the conservative brand, and you were obviously a lawmaker a while ago. I mean, it goes right back quite a ways, but you've obviously stayed, thanks to Mark and I, relevant in the media. I love your opinions because you're one of those guys who can call balls and strikes, and I always like that.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. So, yeah, it's amazing how the time goes by when you guys are celebrating your 25th, and I was thinking, you know, I first came on both your shows back in 2010 as a candidate, and I know you were on KMOX at the time,
yeah.
Mark Reardon, and Mark Cox, you were the Sunday Night Show.
Yeah,
and
absolutely,
you were,
yeah.
I think I shared this with you before. I was out campaigning on a Halloween night, and it was a Sunday, and I called in to talk to you, and it's been such a delight and pleasure to be on the air with both of you ever since. And, I mean, 15 years of having been part of both your shows has been phenomenal.
Well, the significance, I think, also is that the experiment here, so to speak, is that it was on an FM channel, which had traditionally been reserved for music of some sort. And 97.1 was for ladies, and I mean, it's been a whole bunch of different iterations over the years until the year 2000, and they decided to try a talk on the FM side, which kind of set it apart. I mean, KMOX obviously had Mark Reardon, and then I'll mention and Rush Limbaugh. They had folks over there. Obviously, people were traditionally tuning into AM radio for talk radio, and it was something new to do it on the FM side. So, I mean, it's a different sound, and I think it makes a difference.
Have you seen this, Mark? Fred has this. He has all kinds of archive stuff. But this is the original. Remember when the Post-Dispatch had the arts entertainment section, and they did a big story. It says Radio 97.1's new talk format hopes to attract women listeners with a combination of consumer tips, controversy, and then it says sex ed. And they had Clark Howard and then Dr. Laura, who I hate her. Loveline was also on. And did I mention how I hate Dr. Laura?
Oh, you've mentioned it.
But it's pretty cool because it kind of wrote, but it doesn't, no, I don't understand, like, we'll ask him this later, but when did Glover become?
Pretty much at the
early,
beginning, right? So they kind of fit him in. He was working off a debt because he was an advertiser. Oh, and he's coming in. I should let him tell the story.
Yeah, you should let him tell.
Okay, I'll let him tell the story.
But, yeah, I think they were looking to fill time slots, and Glover will admit, I think, when he gets here, he can tell his story, that he was a accidental radio guy.
Yeah.
Very much so. He was given legal advice, and he said very bad legal advice.
Yes, he was giving bad legal advice and owed the station money, so they thought, you know what? We'll let him on, and he could pay us.
Yeah, thank you.
See, and I hate these people who are non-broadcasters, because I was trained as a broadcaster, you understand. I was a disc jockey. And then all these lawyers, and Annie thinks she can have her own show, and she has a lot of success with it. It is funny, though, because, and John, you probably have this perspective a little bit, and Fred would be able to weigh in on this. I don't know where he went. But look, as a competitor, I'm competing against this station, right? And I'm trying to get guests.
Right.
I'm pissed that John Lamping's on with Mark Cox, but I want John Lamping on my show. So there was intense competition where I would, and Fred helped me do this, where I'm like, hey, that A-list guest is coming on my show before that other radio station, because that was just part of, you know, competition, right?
Yeah. Well, I think when you were going up against Glover's show, wasn't a political show.
No.
So the extent that 97.1 was trying to go to, you know, political programming.
But Dana was on, and it was more it was more around that.
Yeah.
Because
right,
she
right.
had a lot of political stuff on.
Yeah, but right. I know, and I can share this with both. So when I first went on your show on a regular basis, Mark Reardon wasn't too happy about that, because he definitely he has his people.
Uh-huh.
But for me
personally,
we all get
territorial,
right?
Sure.
But for me, I mean, I'm the selfish one here. I had a chance to first of all, I do your show in the morning, like around 6:30 in the morning. So who knows what you're getting when I talk to you? I've been up for an hour and probably had three or four cups of coffee.
Uh-huh.
So who knows? And then like tomorrow, I'll be on your roundtable again tomorrow. And
well, maybe we'll see how this goes.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
I'm assuming though that it's going to be back out here though, right?
It should be. I just lost all sound.
Same
in my
here.
Headphones. Are we on the air yet? Did you guys hear? Can you guys hear stuff?
I can't, but okay. He says we're on.
All right, I'll
all
keep
right.
talking.
Right, we're good.
I can't hear anything right now. You know, we're doing the roundtable back in the studio.
Oh,
so that,
really?
Okay. That's set up. I'm sorry about that. We don't know what the weather is.
So maybe
like.
I can get your perspective on this, John. And it's not to give, it's not to say that 97.1 deserves any credit for it, but when. There was a time that I try to remind people of this in the mid-90s when conservatism was not the end thing in the state of Missouri at all. And we were very much, in a minority there in the mid-90s as the new wave of Republicans started getting elected to the State House and to the Senate. So I think the timing was really good.
maybe inadvertently, maybe I don't know if John Beck would claim credit for knowing or seeing that that was coming, or Jeff Allen, who helped put the station on the air. I don't know if they saw that coming or not, but there was a movement underway right there in the mid to late 90s into 2000.
I think Rush Limbaugh started it where the public just wanted to be more informed. They wanted to better understand what politics were all about. I think a whole generation of people kept their heads down and didn't really pay a lot much attention, and there was a desire to learn as much as you possibly can. And you know, we spend so much time in our society and in our cars, it was just a perfect place to put conservative programs.
But not only that, and this is true with Rush, but people, when Rush started taking off and building his audience, there were people out there, including me, because I started hearing him before I did talk radio, that said, wait a second, that guy's saying what we think and
yes,
what
right.
we feel.
Yes.
And there wasn't really that. You know, we got into this. I grew up in an era of radio when the Fairness Doctrine was still in place. And, you know, you had, in theory, balance. Now, I never was shying away from my politics, but it wasn't as strict of a line, if you will, that's conservative versus liberal. And then we've always had laughs over the years because the liberals have tried to do the same thing, and they failed every time.
Miserably.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Commercially, certainly they failed.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I so much appreciate, you know, your shows and other shows like this in other parts of the dial, and because there are a lot of issues that are very difficult to find information about. The papers don't cover them at all. There's no other way to find out about issues, and the internet helps too. But to actually hear it discussed, and then some of the guests you have come on in debates and things like that are all very, very helpful. I would say this though, that as conservative as both of your shows are, and as conservative talk radio is, unfortunately, our legislature is anything but conservative. But that's okay. It gives the handful of conservative legislators, and there are a handful. Nick Schwer is one that comes right to the top of my mind, and he too is on the air somewhere. And I think it's helpful to have a place to have your voice be heard, and for other people to learn more about conservative values.
I think you experience this too, but I love the fact that, you know, I could be on the air at any given moment and I hear from Andrew Bailey, who's the Attorney General. Not anymore, of course, but people who, the movers and shakers, they pay attention.
They listen.
Right?
And you get I get texts at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I know people are listening, tuning in to find out what we think about that. In fact, I'll get texts sometimes from Congressman Onder.
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, it's an important role that you play, and hopefully the next 25 years as goes the last 25 years for sure.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting because, if we're being honest, media's changing. I don't know if you noticed that, but, you know, we talk about the AM dial, let's face it. I mean, I think that it's not any longer inappropriate to say AM radio's dying, right, which is exactly why Camo X has an FM signal, which I begged for years, by the way.
but I still think it's you know, cars today, they have all the streaming services. You know, you have the ability to listen to podcasts, all those things. Your numbers may not be what they were before all that came to be, but the numbers are still there.
People are educated.
People still need it.
Don't you feel that way, Mark? That people, I'm surprised by how many people that are even older than me are right on top of it with the app, and they use the app and they stream.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't go anywhere without it. And I think it's made a huge difference for people. It has. There's no doubt. But John, back to the politics thing here for just a minute. Did you hear the gambling story that broke today?
I did.
We were talking earlier with who is it?
Alex Gold from Kansas City. Yeah.
From Kansas City. Here we are about to go to legalize sports betting in Missouri, right? Just on the verge of this happening. And I ask Alex, I'm like, I wonder if this is something the industry is worried about. I mean,
they're worried.
Not that gambling controversies are something new. I was thinking of Pete Rose, who's no longer with us, but, you know, obviously.
No, but this is different. You're right. The point that you made with him is absolutely accurate. If I'm going to lay down some money on a bet, you want to make sure that there's integrity in the sport, that I have a fair shot at winning or losing. And what was happening was these games were being altered by the behavior of the players. So.
It's not the first time. The star reliever for the Cleveland Indians, Emmanuel Class, was doing the same thing, and he's been banned for baseball for life. And this won't be the first. It won't be the last. Sadly, the ownership group that have pushed and advocated for legalized gambling, they've just made a calculated bet. They looked at how much money they're going to make versus how much money they might lose from perception of inappropriate behavior such as this, and they've decided that the present value of that decision is one that is very profitable
right,
to them.
But I said this with Alex, and I mean this, as someone who is a fan of the industry and uses the industry, there are those of us who are fans of this that are willing to say, okay, some of this needs to be peeled back or adjusted or whatever, and I think these leagues know that. I think they're aware of it. But look, let's face it, All you got to do is turn on the TV. They're holding like a FanDuel microphone, right? That was verboten.
Yeah.
Pete
Rose
banned for life, and you're promoting it. It's part of the game now, of every game.
You can lay bets at the window at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati where Pete Rose was banned from the game.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Unbelievable. John Lamping, great to see you. And
see
thank
you,
you for
24
always.
24 hours?
Yes, I will see you on the roundtable tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow. Although Jane is on, so you have a limited amount of time. You get more.
No!
Is she swinging by today? Do we know, Sue?
I haven't heard. I'll text her.
All right, text her. She'd probably tell us that she wasn't invited. John Lamping, thanks a lot. We're coming back with more. It's our 25th anniversary party at Lit Cigar Lounge on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, we are live at Lit Cigar Lounge. Mark Cox is working the crowd in these breaks. Barely makes it back to the microphone.
Sorry, Mark. I apologize.
Glass of bourbon. No, that's okay. Thanks to our sponsors, Rhino Shield, U.S. Men's Medical Center, Lore Wine and Spirits, Old Dominic Distillery, Rayburn Wines, and Napoli. He's going to have some food here.
Oh, have you had Napoli? Because
it is
killer.
Brothers, it's great.
Really good. So good pizza.
Oh, yes.
We have a variety of folks who are going to stop by here this afternoon. The party officially, I guess, gets started at 5 o'clock, although we have a fair amount of people showing up right now just to kind of watch what we're doing. Renee Artman is here. She's the chair of the St. Louis County Republican Central Committee. How are you, Renee?
I'm fine, and happy anniversary. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. I know that you've worked with us for many years trying to promote the right candidates and get people in office that we can support, right, Renee?
Right. It's a tough job, and the latest one that I've gotten to run for office is Andrew Koenig, and he'll be running for County Council of District 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's going
to replace the next county executive?
No, he's going to be replacing Dennis Hancock.
That's what I mean, the next county executive.
Oh,
yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That's my councilman, actually. I live in the High Ridge area of St. Louis County, so that would
be. Well, you're in my district.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like right by Krause Farms in Paradise Valley.
Oh, good.
Where the road is closed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you mention that?
Here we go.
Started. What does a person in your position, Renee, for those people who are listening here this afternoon, maybe they've even heard you on the air, but what does a person like you do as chair of the Central Committee in St. Louis County?
We have townships. Every county has their own township, and I'm head of that. The committee men and women are elected by the voters, and then we form the Central Committee. Our job is to find people to run for office, help them get elected, and to promote the Republican cause.
And I think that, you know, we know this because we're kind of insiders, but what Renee's role is and what those committees do plays such an important role in the whole process, and most people don't even know that.
They have no clue. They just have no clue. The grassroots of these parties, having been gotten in more involved with it over the years, and I've been to many events at the Wild Horse Township level and with Renee and all of that, people think that candidates just organically show up one day and put their name on the ballot, and they have no idea what goes into the background of recruiting people, getting them prepared to run. And many of them have worked for many years as volunteers, and they've worked at those grassroots levels before they ever get to the candidate level.
Right, and it is our job to find the best person we can and support them.
Right.
You know, it's hard. It's hard because when a person is in private and then they're gonna run for office, it's hard on their family. You know, and they
it's
have
even
to,
harder now with social media, though, too, right?
It's awful. Yeah. It's awful. I know that just what I'm in charge of, I had a Trump bumper sticker on my car, on my van, and I don't know where it happened, but somewhere along the line, somebody put sugar in my gas tank.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
You know,
because you're willing to put your name out there mm-hmm. in your
And we ended up having to get a new car.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it was, I said to the mechanic, what will happen? He said, well, you'll be driving, and all of a sudden, your car will stop. You'll
lock
have
up.
No steering.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they wanted me to get a new car, and that's
congratulations.
It. But I have no Trump stuff on it right now.
Yeah. Well, there was a story today. Did you see that story? I can't remember what state it was in, where they caught this guy on camera that was ripping down Trump signs, and then he opens up his sunroof and starts shooting out. Actually, the other guy shot, too,
was
so
in
he
Alabama,
was just charged.
Was it down south somewhere?
Well, I think social media has made it worse because during COVID, we really got into the social media.
Right.
And there are no boundaries. People can say what they want, whether it's the truth or not, and there's no responsibility for it. There's no criteria that you can lie and nobody.
Well, that's what we play a role, I think. I really do. We got to make sure we keep that stuff
right.
Renee, we are tight on time, but thank you so much for everything that you
can
do.
Can I mention one thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Republican Central Committee is going to have a food drive starting November 10th through December 15th. It's going to be for Feed My People, and it's going to be at Bartolino's. Each Bartolino restaurant will have a container, so drop your food off.
Well, we'll get you on for that. We'll promote that for sure.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll do it for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, and happy anniversary again.
We're live at Lit Cigar Lounge at 97.1 FM Talk. Come see us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.